Shabbos Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Beis, 16:2. We continue to discuss the restrictions on saving possessions from a burning building. In the previous mission, we said you could save Sifrei Torah and Tefillin, and you could bring them even to a place which one normally cannot transfer into, meaning a chatzer that has not got an Eruv. This mission will talk about transferring and saving food from the burning house. So we're talking about on Shabbos, and the Mishnah says, Matzilin mazon shalosh seudos. You're allowed to save food that is for three meals. Again, the reason why we're restricting saving things on Shabbos is because people might panic and come to extinguish the fire. And by putting restrictions on what can be saved, they'll be mindful of the Shabbos restrictions, and that will include not putting out the fire. So we're saying here you can save three meals worth of food. This actually is the source in the Mishnah for the obligation to have three meals on Shabbos. The Gemara darshens it from a pasuk. Yeah, there's a pasuk that mentions the word hayom three times, and that word yom three times. And one pasuk comes to tell you the three meals. It's the pasuk about food, eating on Shabbos. So, but that might be only derabbanan, machlokos or rice derabbanan from the pasuk. Here's the source in the Mishnah for it. And the point here is that since you need to eat your meals on Shabbos, we're letting you save three meals worth. Haroi la'adam la'adam. You can save food for human beings for human beings. Haroi la'behema la'behema. And you also can save food for your animals. The reason for this is because there's a separate restriction on a person eating his Shabbos meal prior to feeding his animals, and therefore one needs to save food also for his animals so that he can have animal fodder to feed them, to give them before he eats. Now, it's not as simple as I just made it sound. Ketzad, the Mishnah says, how is this going to work out? Nafla deleika b'leile Shabbos. If the fire broke out on Friday evening before having eaten even your Friday night meal, which means you have three meals to go. That being the case, matzilin mazon shalosh sudas, you're allowed to save three meals worth of food. But b'shachris, if the fire breaks out in the morning, after a person ate his dinner the previous night, there are only two more meals on Shabbos to go. And that being the case, matzilin mazon shtei sudas, you're only allowed to save two meals worth of food. B'mincha, if it comes out in the afternoon, prior to the third meal, then mazon suda achas, you're only allowed to save just food for one meal, and also drink as sufficient for the Shabbos also. So the idea being that we're actually saving this food all just for Shabbos, for consuming it as is required for Shabbos meals. Rabbi Yossi is going to disagree. He's more lenient. Rabbi Yossi omer la'olam matzilin mazon shalosh sodas. You're always allowed to save three meals worth of food, even if you've already eaten some meals. His thinking is that anyways, by restricting it to just three meals worth, you're going to be mindful of their restrictions. You won't come to extinguish the fire. It's a lot simpler and straightforward that way, and therefore there's no reason why not to do it. And remember, anyways, we're only saving this food by transferring it from the private home, or whatever it is, into a chatzer that has already an Erev Chatzeros. We're not allowing you to be Mechal Shabbos, save the food, even Medura Banan, saving of transference, save the food, even by violating a Dura Banan. So since Rabbi Yossi holds, anyways, you're not doing anything wrong by transferring the food, it's just a matter of the rabbis making a restriction so you'll be mindful not to extinguish the fire. So saying three meals worth is sufficient. The halach, however, does not follow Rabbi Yossi. Halach is like Tana Kama. The one can only save the amount of food that he would use for the remaining meals of that Shabbos.